We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school golf. And one of the biggest stories, I think, not just in golf, but this entire spring, is what will Chase Jotty of Cam do throughout this year as he chases a state title. He was runner-up a year ago, and the senior for Cam joins me now. Chase, how are you feeling about your golf season so far this season?
Well, it's been good. We've had, for the most part, pretty good weather, only a couple windy days and cold days, but yeah, I'm feeling good and looking to finish strong.
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much have won every meet, and then the other night, what was it, at Crestwood Hills Golf Course, you got edged out by one stroke, but you still shot a 37. What's that just been like, the competition, and maybe just having like a target on your back this year?
Yeah, everybody, I like to say that I'm the hunted. Everybody wants to beat me. Last night, you know, just didn't play as good as I wanted to and as I hoped to, but that happens in golf. So I just got to move on to our next meet. It's on Thursday at the 5x80 in Menlo. So just look forward to another nice day and the opportunity to play golf.
Hey, well, you didn't shoot well, but you shot a 37. So, I mean, and you only lost by one. So it's, I think it's relative. You know, you're going to have, there's going to be times where you're going to miss a stroke or two. And that's golf for you. What's that like? Just, you know, going from tournament to tournament, golf course to golf course, and just trying to stay on top of your game.
Yeah, it's a challenge. It's a variety of golf courses. They're all different. They're smaller. I mean, you got to get adjusted. Some greens are big and some are small, and it just takes a big adjustment, but you got to be prepared for anything and any kind of weather in the spring. And but it's fun. I mean, that's what makes it so fun, is you never play at the same place every time, and you always are moving around, and you never know what you're going to get in golf. So that's always good. So it's a challenge, and I'm up for the challenge.
What part of your game do you like right now? Or maybe should I say, what part of your game have you worked on the most coming into this senior year?
Well, I started with my short game. I always think that working on your short game to start the season out is really important. It makes up those strokes. And then right now, I haven't hit the ball from the fairway. I mean, my iron game just hasn't been what it was this past summer. I had a really good summer. So, I've been working on my iron game. I've been trying to transfer my weight. Just a lot of swing drills and a lot of practice out on the course on these off days that we don't have tournaments. So, just a lot of practice and try to get to that practice pays off in the moment that I'm looking for.
Yeah. How would you evaluate the team and how that has been going this year? I mean, there have been guys that have been shooting well at times, and with the way things are this year, maybe the team could get into state. How do you think the team has been doing?
Yeah, very well. I think our team is very capable of doing anything that we want to and that we can put our mind to. We have a lot of golfers that our other five golfers can shoot anywhere from 40 to 50. So that's kind of that's the narrative of golf. And on top of that, nine hole meets aren't really, when you play in these tournaments, nine hole meets to me is just not a golf meet. So you just never know when you go to sectionals and districts what you're prepared for. And if we make it past sectionals, we have the opportunity to play our district at home to go to state, and they take the top three teams now. So there's always that shot. When we went my sophomore year, we didn't think we would ever make it to state, and then we did. And then you get surprised and you're leading after day one at state. So you just never know in golf what can happen and what opportunities you can get. And maybe other teams that are supposed to go don't go. They have a bad day. I mean, that's golf. So you really don't know. So that's what's nice.
Last year at state, you shot a 1-under, but Keith Thompson of Hamburg was at 2-under par. I mean, how much do you relive that? Or does that fuel your fire to go back to state this year?
Yeah, it really does. After that day, I just remember sitting in the clubhouse and it's just downpouring and lightning and the greens are flooded and the fairways are flooded. And I'm like, well, I think I leaned over to coach and asked him if we were going to be able to make this day up, because obviously down one is not ideal when it's downpouring and it doesn't look hopeful for the day. So no, I leaned over to him and he said he really didn't know. And then they had a coaches meeting. He came back over and said that they had called a tournament, and that just I don't know if I was I don't know if I was, I mean, obviously runner up's fine, but I was more than less pissed with how everything happened and how it all went down, because you know you're leading the whole day and then you kind of give it up at the end there. And then that happens to you, and then you're driving to the course, and it's pouring, and then you get in there, and it's just not looking good. And then that drive home is like, you know, what could, you know, you always go back to what could I have done better? Why'd I do this? Why'd I do that? But no, that's why I told myself, you know what, let's have a good summer this summer. Let's get back, and then this spring, let's really go hard. And you have another opportunity for a reason. You were a junior, and now your senior season's the biggest one. So, no, I put that on my back. I'm going to go with it, and I'm going to do my best and try to win state.
Yeah, and you had the opportunity to face off against Thompson again earlier this year, and again, it was a one-stroke difference where you came on the short end of the stick. You got to be thinking, hey, maybe the third time has got to be the charm against this guy when I face him again.
yeah, for sure. Me and Keith have always there. We've always been competitive. Keith's an amazing golfer. You know, all credit to him. He works his butt off. He's a good golfer, so no, it's fun, and that's what golf is supposed to be. It's supposed to be competitive. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be back and forth. And no, nothing is better than in that moment when you're coming down the final stretch, and you know you got to make some strokes or you got to hold the lead. And I think that needs to be the biggest thing for me is once I get that lead, I need to hold the lead and just make it my own, and then go on control and go all the way. So,
Has it taught you any lessons about dealing with pressure? I mean, you see it on the pro tour now. I mean, and every athlete has to deal with it to a certain extent, but have you learned lessons about dealing with it?
Oh yeah, for sure. Especially playing. I mean, I can't even count how many tournaments I've played in and how many tournaments I've, besides just high school, have had the lead. And, you know, and sometimes when you play in that many tournaments, I mean, you're going to give up the lead. You're not going to win every tournament. You're not going to, you know, shoot what you want to shoot every tournament. So, I mean, yeah, it's really taught me that, you know, you got to stay level-headed. You cannot get too high or too low because you never know what can happen. It's happened too many times. And then you just kind of got to go back and you got to tell yourself, you know, you got to learn from this moment. And you got to, you know, you got to be tougher in that moment. And you just got to be... got to be in the moment. So
yeah, well, you only got about three tournaments left in the regular season, 2 weeks away from sectionals. They haven't announced the golf courses and the assignments yet that I can see online. When they do make all that announcements, I mean, how will you prepare for sectionals, for districts, on down and state? As will you, how many times will you get a chance to play the golf tournament, and how will you approach it?
Well, we actually did just find out where we're going to be not too long ago. I think maybe last Friday or Saturday, they came out on the state of Iowa. It wasn't really public. I mean, you had to go look, but when you go look, you can find it. We actually play our sectionals in Greenfield at Nottoway Valley, and then our district is at Oneida. So if we make it past our sectional, then we'll be in Oneida. So then when we found out, I went up there and just played around with my buddy at Greenfield and just kind of prepare and write down some notes that I take and just prepare and prepare myself and try to be the most prepared for those tournaments. And I think when you're the most prepared, you're confident, and that's how you win tournaments.
Yeah. So have you made a decision yet on what you're going to do here after you graduated, Cam?
I know I am going to go play college golf. That's always been a dream of mine to play golf. I have not publicly came out of where I'm going to go yet. So, and I'm just kind of waiting until, you know, because you never know what you're going to get. You never know what email you're going to get from a college coach. You never know what DM or what opportunity you're going to get. So I'm always I'm still looking. I mean, I'm still waiting for the best opportunity, and we'll see what that presents. But right now I'm just worried about golf.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, when you make up that mind, we'll probably talk again, and that will certainly be there for you. But right now the focus is this year. So just overall, to sum things up, I mean, what is your biggest key? What is your biggest thought process right now if, you know, here in these next few tournaments to get yourself ready for a run at state?
Being the most prepared I can, playing the most golf, but not too much golf, working out, working my body, make sure, you know, my health is good. I feel good. That's the most important thing for me is my health. I've been working out quite a bit. So, to really feel good on the golf course is just another step up against the field, against everybody, in my opinion. But no, I think I just, playing golf and working on the things that I've talked to my swing coach about. Just go to work. And then when that tournament comes, you just take it one tournament at a time. That's the most important thing. You just got to keep playing golf one tournament at a time.
Absolutely. Well, Chase, really appreciate your time, and we're all excited to see what you can accomplish. And best of luck here down the road, and may those birdies be with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Chris.
Chase Jotty, senior for CAM Golf, with us here on KSOM.